Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Shut up! Give me time to think.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
I always figured for a nice guy, you never caused me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And of course, we are just hours away of the UFC on Fox, of course, the year-ending card on the major network. That's right, not FX Cable, not Fuel TV, not pay-per-view. Fox TV tonight will broadcast a live card of UFC fighting, of course, in the main event, the lightweight champion, Benson Henderson, 16-2, taking on the sometimes, how can I put this? He's the toughest, second toughest dude on the planet, next to his brother Nick Diaz. Talk about Nate Diaz. What's Nate? 16-7, live underdog against Benson Henderson, even though I think Benson will take that. That's on Fox tonight. Lots of other fights to talk about. We've also got the Ultimate Fighter coming to a head. The Ultimate Reality Series, the longest running reality series in America, coming to a head next week on FX Cable. We're going to talk with, of course, my man, Pat Barry, is one of the coaches on one of the teams, and of course, he's a USC heavyweight himself. A great interview. He'll be here at 20 minutes past the hour. The bottom line is we're talking UFC and MMA right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free. And when I say toll-free, I mean it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Tower of Power talking about what is hip. Hey! Ring Talk is hip on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Oh, O'Reilly.
It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $5.99, including Performance Tool Hex Set, Dorsey 4-LED Waterproof Flashlight, Slime Tire Pressure Gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
You know the story. It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we're talking about the UFC on Fox TV tonight. Ben Henderson, Nate Diaz in the main event for the lightweight. That's 155-pound championship of the UFC. Of course, the weight classes, now that the UFC's expanded into the flyweight division, they go 125 pounds for flyweights, 135 pounds for bantamweights, 145 pounds for featherweights, 155 pounds for lightweights, 170 pounds for welterweights, 185 pounds for middleweights, 205 pounds is the light heavyweight limit in the world of MMA and the UFC. And, of course, anything above 205 but under 265 is the heavyweight division. Of course, you have the cutoff there. In the old days when the UFC started back in the early 1990s and Hoyce Gracie and people like that were dominating the game. They had guys that, you know, that weighed like 300 pounds and big monster-like men, and they had fights that can go on 40, 45 minutes, just straight. I mean, there was no round. It was just ding, go. That's the way the old crude UFC went, and some people miss those days. I sort of miss the 10-minute rounds. I miss the Pride Fighting Championships out of Japan. I thought they were superior to the UFC, and that they were held in a ring. And I think this idea of fighting in a cage, I just don't dig it. Because when you're the fan, you're sitting there ringside, you have to look at the television monitor. You have to look up the television monitor because the screen, I mean, they take back, the screen, the mesh screen, the wire screen, the cage, it meshes together and it messes with your eyes and it's terrible. And you see everybody at a UFC event looking up at the TV screen, even those people sitting ringside. Okay? So I think the UFC either needs to find a way to make a clear octagon. In other words, if they want to stick with the cage, they've got to do it in some type of plastic that's clear. It's still got the little holes in it so the guys can work the cage and things like that. Okay? But they've got to do it in some type of plastic. But the Pride did it in a boxing ring, which I thought was cool. Yeah, they had a couple incidents where guys rolled out of the ring and things like that, and that's unfortunate, but nobody got seriously hurt. But they had a 10-minute opening round for Pride Fighting Championships. 10 minutes. I mean, this separated the men from the boys. This is like the 12-round fights in boxing versus the old days of the 15-round fights or the 20-round fights or in, you know, the days of Jack Johnson, the 30-round fights. Okay? The bottom line is the Pride brought it. 10 minutes. If you can make the 10 minutes, the 10-minute opening round, that was a statement not only to your cardio but to your intestinal fortitude and the fact that you know how to fight, because in 10 minutes, a good technician will find some way to exploit your weaknesses, okay? Be it in the cage, be it in the ring. The bottom line is those 10-minute rounds, I think that the UFC should have stuck with that. I thought that's very exciting. It adds more excitement to the event, but the UFC had to go mainstream. So they had to, like, do things in much like a boxing manner. Things had to be regulated, you know, by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and places like that. And now, of course, California has MMA with Scott Coker running the first MMA event basically in California. We needed that event for Strikeforce many years ago at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Speaking of Strikeforce, the card, the brand, will come to an end, I believe, January 12th. That's it. Over. Kaput. Put a, you know, like a gun to the head, pull the trigger. This is it. Strikeforce is done, okay, which is terrible because I, even though Zuffa Sports, the company that owns the UFC, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White, and, of course, the country of Dubai owns 13% of that. But, you know, even though they own both companies, they own both, you know, both brands, both the UFC and the Strikeforce, I thought it was good to have two brands. I don't think there's enough champions in the UFC to satisfy all the fighters. I mean, I just went through the weight classes for you, 125, 135, 145, 155, 170, 185, 205, eight weight classes in all these fighters vying for eight championships when you know a champion is only going to be able to defend his title twice a year. Hey, this is MMA. This is rough stuff. Three times maybe if he's very lucky and he's injury-free. But two times is the usual going rate as far as a champion defending his title in the UFC. So you've got 16 world championship fights in a year. Can the UFC survive with 16 world championship fights? I don't think so. I really do. I think they've got to do something. They've got to do something extraordinary as far as expanding the brand. They maybe got to have some United States champions or something like that. I don't know what they're going to have to do. Maybe they have to go the way of the World Wrestling Entertainment, Intercontinental Champions and things like that. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, 16 title fights for all the fighters the UFC has under contract. And I think, you know, when Strikeforce comes over, the roster will go to over 400. So if you got 400 fighters vying for 16 fights, it just doesn't equate right to me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. In the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, of course, you know, that's my man Dave Meltzer down there in Silicon Valley, the king of MMA, the best writer in the entire world, according to Pedro. And I do some writing myself. But the bottom line is his Hall of Fame is out. Of course, the 2012 Hall of Fame results are Mike McManus won. He's in. Dr. Alfonso Morales is in. John Cena is in. Hans Schmidt is in. And Lou Albano, Captain Lou Albano, a little freaky guy. Got involved with Cyndi Lauper and did all that, you know, girls just want to have fun stuff, the videos and all that kind of stuff back in the 80s. He's been gone a long time, but he was a freak show if there ever was one in the world of professional wrestling. Wait a second. Wrestling? Freak shows? You got to be kidding. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the 29th of the month, the UFC heavyweight title on the line when a pair of once-beaten fighters who have faced each other before. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, once-beaten fighter out of San Jose, California, the American Kickboxing Academy, taking on the world heavyweight champion, the man that took the title from him with a 1-minute and 4-second knockout. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos of Brazil, another once-beaten fighter. These two guys hook it up December 29th in the main event on pay-per-view. I think it'll be the fight of the year. I really do. I think that Cain will be 100% physically, and we'll see just what Junior Dos Santos has as far as his ground game is concerned, because Cain Velasquez is going to get him on the ground. I think if he's healthy, I think he can get Junior Dos Santos down. How Junior Dos Santos responds, that's going to be real, real interesting, because he's not a ground-and-pound type of guy. I mean, he likes to do the stand-up. He's probably the best boxer in the UFC right now. And, you know, when you look at the stand-up game, you know, it's all him. You look at the get-down game, the ground-and-pound game, or if Cain Velasquez with his superior, and people do tell me it's superior, cardio to Junior Dos Santos. They say he has the best cardio in the entire world. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez as far as heavyweight fighters are concerned, and I've heard that from a number of people. He's this absolute beast in the gym training. You know, if he can get it to go two or three rounds, even if it's in a stand-up position, like Kyle Kingsbury said a couple of weeks ago on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the UFC light heavyweight, you know, then Cain has a shot. He has a shot even in a stand-up game if he can get by the first couple of rounds. You know, he's got to get Junior to throw his shoot his wad, per se, you know, and get him to extend himself. And then Kane's got to be able to get ready at that point in time to take a weakened Junior Dos Santos down. Will it happen? Well, we'll find out. December 29th, of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship. That's the New Year's Eve weekend. The 29th will be Saturday night. New Year's Eve will be the first. A little unusual, but it'll be a fantastic weekend. I'd love to be there, but I will not. I think I am going to see Tower of Power up there in, what do they call it, Lincoln, California? Some casino up there. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of Tower of Power, folks, don't forget, you can check my workout at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, and I got it going on as far as the best of the songs of the best of the songs of the month. I put them all together. They're available right now at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Sirius Satellite Radio, RingTalk.com. I can go on and on, folks. We've got so many internet platforms. Want to say hello to the people down there in San Bernardino listening, KRAK. And, of course, my folks in Houston, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. Utica, New York. We got it going on. Pittsburgh, PA, Cincinnati. And guess what? Palm Springs is coming on board in a couple of weeks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll free now, 800-722-1731.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Relentless.
kick out of the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Uh-huh. Words from the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Chick's for real, man. No question about that. You'll be seeing her on a UFC card in 2013. No doubt about it, especially seeing Strikeforce is folding. And one of the reasons why Strikeforce has to fold, I believe, is to bring Ronda Rousey over to the UFC. And, you know, on Showtime, like I say, not enough homes watching Showtime to make her the superstar I think that she has the capabilities of being. Speaking of superstars, on the line is one of the men that will be on the Ultimate Fighter 16 card. Of course, that is next Saturday night on FX Cable. My man, Pat Barry, always a great interview. Pat, how's life treating you?
What's up, man? Life is going, well, until last night, it's going pretty well, man. How are you?
Well, what happened last night?
Last night, I got tackled by a bunch of mile-high grudge guys, and I got the like the front patch of my hair shaved off with an electric razor. And I'll tell you, ever since I've been growing this hair out, man, everybody, they've been hating it. Like, man, that thing looks stupid, it looks dumb, it's always in the way. It's always, you got to wear ponytails now, man. It's disgusting. Get it out of here. I guess they finally had enough last night. But I got tackled by four or five guys, and Nate Marquardt shaved my hair.
So your boy sounds like it sounds like an old college fraternity gag.
Hey, that's exactly what it felt like. Like some big brother, little brother type stuff, man. It was, aw.
Yeah, well,
there's a video of it. There's a video of it called The Final Cut. It's on YouTube right now.
Pat Barry is our guest. Pat, are you one of the coaches on this Ultimate Fighter Series 16?
I was there. I was definitely there. I was there to assist. Yeah, I was out there for maybe 4 of the 6 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good enough. We'll get to that in just a minute. Fox TV tonight. Of course, the lightweight championship, Benson Henderson and Nate Diaz. Pat, how do you break this fight down for us, the main event?
Hey, man. That's pretty tough. You've got the invincible Nate Diaz, which in my opinion, versus the almighty ferocious Ben Henderson, So, man, that one's really tough to even put together, man. I think that Ben Henderson's condition and his ferocity is going to play a major part in this fight. But at the same time, both of the Diazes, they seem to be able to strategically just pick people apart to the point where people can get, everybody that they go up against, they eventually get some type of frustration, and end up falling into the evil plan, man. This is one of those fights that has to happen, but it's versus one guy that I completely just think is phenomenal, and another guy who I never want to see lose. They're both.
Okay.
So, I don't know, man. That's tough. What do you think?
I think that if I ever was walking through the rough streets of Tijuana, and it's rough now. Back in when I used to do TV down there, it wasn't so rough. But if I was walking through the back alleys of Tijuana, I'd want to have either of the Diaz brothers with me, Nate or Nick. I think those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think they're just they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal athletes. They're cardio freaks, the whole nine yards, And Nick's got has had his problems with the Nevada Commission, which I think is barking up the wrong tree. But I mean, there are states legalizing marijuana now, and you got guys being suspended for a year because they found a little marijuana in the system. I'm just not all for that. They should be looking at performance enhancing drugs. Anyway, Nate Diaz,
right? Which is actually something that I've been worried about. I mean, not worrying about, but it has definitely crossed my mind. I mean, I've been out here in Denver for a month now, and it's legal here. Everybody here is doing it. So I'm like, well, if I'm in the same room as it, does that count? Like, I don't know, man. Do I have to go and wax my entire body right now and get all my hair follicles out? Like, just because I walked past someone who was doing it? Like, I don't know how this works.
So, what are you trying to tell me? The entire state of Colorado is lighting up?
Oh, you know it. Yes. All you smell is that and manure.
We're talking with Pat Barry, folks. He will be part of the Ultimate Fighter Series 16 card next Saturday night from Las Vegas, of course. Tell me about the guy you're taking on.
I'm going up against Shane Del Rosario, 6'4", 250 pounds of natural body size. He's a very complete fighter. He's one of these guys. These dudes nowadays that are just coming up knowing everything. It's not like it was years ago when either you only could box or you only could wrestle or you only knew jiu-jitsu with gi on. It's not like that anymore. Unfortunately, I think I missed that. They didn't pick me up on that bus ride to get to know everything. So I'm coming in with a kickboxing background, and over the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, I've been learning wrestling and jiu-jitsu, and I have gotten a lot better at it. I'm not doing it as live, but he is everywhere. He's extremely well-rounded. He's a striker. He's a fancy striker, along with a really tricky, up-to-date hybrid jiu-jitsu type thing. Nothing, from what I see of him, is nothing really traditional. He's just a kind of, all of a sudden, you just get caught to something that you can't name.
Okay. Now, Denver's not your home. Did the UFC put you guys up in Denver? Is that it?
No. I'm not here at Grudge. I'm here training with Trevor Whitman, man.
Okay.
Who I've always known about, but I really got to know during the tough season that we shot in Las Vegas, six weeks that we were out there. I've always wanted to. here's the cool story that nobody knows, but I've actually wanted to train with Trevor for quite some time now. Only problem is I never knew what his last name was. So I'd ask people all the time. I was like, hey, man, y'all know Trevor? And they're like, which one? I'm like, yeah, I guess not. So not the one I'm looking for. But I finally was able to come out here. So I've been out here for a month to train with him and, just the Grudge guys.
What's it like training at that high altitude? Difference?
It's horrible. Why would anybody move here? I don't know. I asked why would anybody move to Minneapolis with all the 0-degree weather with the sun out and and snow. And now I come out here to Denver, and there's no air here. There's no oxygen. I mean, I'll give you a quick little story example. Trevor told me a few days ago, hey, man, we're going to go for a run outside. We're going to go and run some sprints. So I'm thinking, all right, no problem. We get in the car and start riding, and this dude starts driving up a mountain. Which, I'll do anything, but I had to ask. I was like, yo, man, if we're already on top of a mountain, why are you driving to the top of another mountain? Why, for what? He's like, oh, man, it's beautiful. The scenery. I was like, scenery? Man, get the scenery out of here, man. You didn't have oxygen tanks up there. So we're already in the mile high state or city, and we drove to a top of a mountain to go and run sprints at an amphitheater.
Wow. I remember training at high altitude, and it wasn't very easy, especially for the first week to 10 days. I happened to spend 2 weeks at high altitude, but the first week to 10 days was really tough.
It's really tough, and then you're here for a month, so as soon as you think you get accustomed to it, as soon as you think that you get used to it, you end up doing some really ridiculous hard workout, and all of a sudden you're not used to it anymore. Wait a minute, I thought I've been here for a month now. How come I can't breathe? I'm sucking in air, but nothing good is going in.
I tried to equate it to this. You're sucking in air, but the air has no value.
You're sucking in valueless air.
Exactly. I mean, that's training at high altitudes.
Valueless, completely valueless air. There's no point to this air.
Pat Barry is our guest. We're talking about marijuana and the altitude in Colorado where he's training. And he's not training on marijuana, but the state, of course, has legalized the weed, and I guess he says everybody's lighting up everywhere. Seriously, though, I mean, there are people smoking it on the streets?
I haven't seen it, but I've walked past it. I've walked through it.
Okay.
I've walked through a plume of smoke and smelled it. I mean, I've been in the car driving down the street, and I'm like, huh, that doesn't smell like manure. That's something else.
Manure, marijuana, it's been called that before. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Pat Barry is going to stay with us for another segment. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free to do so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. and that's until 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then we go on Sunday at 11 a.m. for an hour. We combine boxing and MMA for an hour. The Sunday wrap, we call it, Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network live worldwide on the Internet at ringtalk.com. We've got a big card coming up of heavyweights. Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship, 1229, going down. Junior Dos Santos, of course, and Cain Velasquez. Pat Barry is going to be our guest for a little bit. Pat knows more about MMA than I will ever know. He's always a great guest. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Oh, under now.
He got it.
Kevin Randleman taps. He taps. Hodger Gracie. A rear naked choke. One of the classic moves in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say good night, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
Team back in the day, the 70s television, man. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from his training headquarters in Denver, Colorado, is UFC heavyweight Pat Barry. And Pat, Bellator has made a big thing about Eddie Alvarez, and Eddie Alvarez looks like he's coming to the UFC. Is Eddie Alvarez that good of a fighter, 24-3, 28 years old?
Yes, 24-3, 28 years old. His name is pretty known around the planet, man. So he's not 28 wins off of nobody. He's fought some big-name guys. He's fought some tough opponents. He's had some battles, some wars, man, and he comes through on a regular basis, man. So him being, you said he's on his way to the UFC?
Yeah, well, it looks that way.
Hey, you know what? It's about time, man.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. Now that's fine. Now, what happened to Hector Lombard? He was supposed to be the next. He was supposed to be the next coming of Christ, and he floundered miserably.
You know what? We've all seen this before, where you have guys who have got these big reputations in other organizations. They kind of, like, they dominate and they're killing people left and right, and they finally get the call to the big show, and when they show up to the big show, they're not necessarily what they were supposed to be as soon as they get there. I mean, don't you remember, like, wasn't it like that with Shogun? Like, when Shogun came over from Pride, didn't he, like, his first one or two fights not go so awesome? I can't remember, but some of the Pride guys would come over and get really tired really fast.
Mirko Krokop.
Yeah.
Mirko never won any big fights in the UFC. He came over and he lost more fights than he won.
Oh, man, that dude beat Pat Barry.
Pardon me?
He beat Pat Barry.
Did he really?
Yeah, man, he did. He beat Pat Barry by submission, 27 seconds left in the fight, with a fractured orbital and a fractured jaw, 3 minutes into round one. Man.
Pat, you've got
to count for something, right?
Yeah, that is significant. This heavyweight title fight that's going down on the 29th with Dos Santos, of course, once beaten, both guys have lost a fight, and Cain Velasquez, is that going to be any different than the first one?
No, completely. Completely different from the first one. I saw Cain fight. The very first time that I saw Cain Velasquez fight, I said, hey, you know what? That right there is going to be the heavyweight champ of the UFC. And within 5, 6, 7, 8 fights later, when he just decimated people left and right, he eventually became the UFC heavyweight champ. Now I'll take it. I understand to a certain extent. I've never been the heavyweight champ of the UFC, not even close. But I understand how the better you do in the UFC, the more things, you know, you become responsible for, like interviews 24 hours a day, same questions over and over and over again, appearances, a lot of different things that you have to do, a lot of different places that you have to be all the time. So sometimes the training, you kind of forget what it takes to get you there. Cain Velasquez, I think, had an injury, but when he came out again in that fight against Junior, he was not the Cain Velasquez that had made his way all the way up to the top. But after he lost and that reminder of what got him there, we all saw how he came out and ate Bigfoot alive, like ate him. That wasn't just I'm going to go and win this fight. He destroyed that guy, like, to the point where it was like, yo, man, stop the fight.
Yeah,
like,
that was one of the, I think that was the goriest MMA fight I've ever seen as far as, I mean, it looked like Ric Flair bladed himself like 100 times.
Extremely. I mean, completely. I mean, that was a completely dominating, like, ferocious, like, furious fight. I mean, we got to give Cain high five to put up that pace that he did and do what he did, and Bigfoot a high five for taking what he took, man, and lasting as long as he did.
Okay.
And that fight was ferocious.
So Bigfoot's going to take on Alistair Overeem, I think, in February or March 2013. Overeem's going to be licensed in Nevada, according to Keith Kaiser, the executive director of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Who wins that one?
You know what? That's a real tough one because Bigfoot is a sleeper. Bigfoot is the kind of guy who, even though he's got a very reputable name, everyone knows he's dangerous. I think that people sometimes I get the feeling that sometimes people might underestimate him. Like when facing him or when fighting him or when standing next to him, and it doesn't make any sense. It's just a feeling that I get every once in a while. He's definitely a sleeper and he can win that fight, but Alistair Overeem is a monster. I mean, he's a proven monster over and over and over again. And if you eat horses, then you've got to be something Jurassic, right?
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here. We're talking with Pat Barry, the heavyweight, of course, that will be on the Ultimate Fighter show. That will be on FX Cable on the 15th, that's Saturday night. next Saturday. What do you think of Ronda Rousey? I think she's fantastic. She's a great interview and a great fighter. What do you think?
She's the total package, man. Ronda is the complete package. She's got the appearance. She's got the fighting ability. She's got the drive. She's got the meanness. She's got the sweet smile when it's time to be smiling. She's got all of the Chael Sonnen interview capabilities. Like she's the complete total package. Nowadays, it's not just about punching and kicking anymore. It's not about fight. It's not just fighting anymore. You've got to be everything. You've got to have the look. You've got to have the ability. You've got to have the determination. You've got to have a personality. You've got to be something that's marketable and something that can be sold. And you have to be something that people want to see. You can't just get in the ring, kill people, and then have nothing to say and have nothing else about you other than you're a devastating fighter. You have to be everywhere. And she's got to be one of the most well-rounded people there is nowadays in MMA.
Yeah, I brought up Ric Flair, but Ric Flair, Muhammad Ali, she can do promos with anybody.
She's gonna, and that's gonna happen. Gina Carano was on top of the world fighting, loses a fight, and is now making what, $4 million a movie?
Yeah.
To make movies? That's for sure guaranteed 100%. That's the route that Ronda's going as long as she stays on the path that she's on.
Okay, what about
this? She's the only one that can mess that up for herself.
What about this chick, Cyborg Santos, the chick that looks like that's got the body of a man? She's going to come off suspension, I believe, or she's off now. I think she came off November 27th. She's going to fight Ronda in 2013 sometime. If she makes 135, and that's going to be a big if, does Ronda beat her?
That's a really tough one to call, man, because Ronda has all the capabilities and all the potential to be able to beat Cyborg, but Cyborg is something else, man. I think the one big downside about that fight and about the decisions that Cyborg has made is that if she wins, it's only because she's a drug abuser. You know, that's what the world is going to say. If Cyborg beats Ronda, it's only because she's a drug addict. And if Cyborg loses to Ronda, it's because you weren't on your drugs. That's why you lost. I mean, and I don't think the credit is going to go where the credit should go.
But
Ronda has all the shit. Yes.
Okay, but Pat, let's be honest, man. I mean, she's got a physique that's more male than it is female. She looks like she needs a shave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We've thought this for years about Chris Cyborg Santos. It was sort of like the worst kept secret in the world of MMA was that she was taking some type of supplements that weren't so-called kosher per se. And then she finally gets caught. I mean, do you think 1 year suspension is really enough, or do you think that when people get caught with steroids, they should be banned or get a higher suspension in just 1 year?
I've gone back and forth, and I think that if people get busted, I think they should have to pay a fine sometimes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily jail time, and I don't think that, I mean, okay, yes, has she taken supplements that she shouldn't have taken and things that she shouldn't have put into her body to develop somewhat of the appearance that she has? Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I know a lot of really athletic chicks who you would question, and they're totally clean. I've got aunts who look my size, man, and they've been out in the sun all day, so sometimes they grow beards. I don't know. Like, you know, it's I don't know where, I don't really know how, I don't really know where I sit on that topic, man. I mean, I'm not saying everywhere, I mean, oh yes, do drugs, don't do that, but I don't know what the consequences for doing that should be.
Okay.
Exactly.
The Strikeforce brand yep. is becoming toast in January. I would think the fighter of the year for Strikeforce was Ronda Rousey. Who's a fighter of the year for the UFC?
Fighter of the year for the UFC, man, I don't know. Like, that's tough. Johnny Hendricks has been doing really good.
He's been doing great. He looks like he could deal with GSP, maybe.
Hey, it's coming, man. I mean, you know what? You land that big punch, knock a guy out, and everybody's like, all right, no problem. You land that big punch again, you knock a guy out, and okay, all right, good punch. You land that punch 5, 6, 7 times, and all of a sudden, it's not just accidental that that punch is landing. That's got to be a strategic move now. That punch is killing people, man. That's like kind of like, you remember Mighty Mo back in K1 days? He had that really ridiculously ugly dumb jock overhand right, and he knocks the guy out. And then everybody's like, oh, dummy, luffy punch. Then he throws it again, knocks another guy out. It's like, oh, man, after 15, 16 times that punch lands, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, that's not an accident. You're actually practicing this punch, and that's ridiculous. Like, so who the fighter in the U.S. who's the fighter of the year in the UFC? And I don't know, man. I don't think I've seen enough fights to be able to tell you that. I know that.
You know, I thought about it, and you know, I mean, there's, you know, Silva, you know, did his thing historically by becoming the longest reigning UFC title holder this year. I think he's got 9 or 10 UFC title fights under his belt. I mean, there's a couple of guys that maybe that deserve accolades, but I think it's going to boil down to this heavyweight title fight December 29th. I think it'll boil down to Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez.
I'll gladly go with that too. And the reason why I won't say Anderson Silva, I mean, I know I've gotten a lot of flack for this too, and people have shown some distaste for this comment. But I don't know, man. It's kind of he's Anderson Silva. The dude's apparently invincible, and he's never been in trouble in a fight. Except for that one time with Chael. I mean, but he's never been in trouble. And since he's been in the UFC, he's never once been in trouble. He's never been unknowingly hit. The only time he's been hit is when he says, "Go ahead and punch me. I don't feel it." Like, I mean, this. I don't know, man.
You know what's funny is you know he got knocked out as a boxer, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he had 3 or 4 pro fights.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
And I believe he was KO'd. In fact, I'll look it up right now, but I think he was KO'd in one fight. All right, so anyway, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, we'll figure that one out to determine who the fighter of the year is. What do you think, what kind of impact is Ronda going to have once she makes the big time, comes to the big tent, the UFC?
I'm putting 2 gas station hot dogs on Cain taking that fight, first round. Second round. Round 2, Cain, 2 hot dogs I'm putting on it. Now, what kind of impact is Ronda going to have when she comes to the UFC?
Yeah.
Hopefully a magnificent impact when she comes to the UFC. I mean, she's coming in. Let's say she wins. Who's she fighting? Liz Carmouche? Is it?
I think so.
Is that who she's? Yeah, okay. Well, let's say, you know, she comes in, she has this fight, and she wins. All right, that's going to be huge. But at the same time, how many other female fighters does the UFC have on contract?
Good point.
None?
Good point. Got a point there.
You know, I mean, so I think that she's going to have to continue to win at such a ridiculous pace that the rest of the female fighting world has no choice but to, like, excel their game. Like, they have to, like, jump the game so they can, like light years in advance. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of female fighters with a lot of talent out there. I mean, Rose is making her pro debut January 5th, and this is something, don't blink your eye. She's a hurricane, man. She's coming, she's going to just walk through people. But, I mean, as of right now, that she's not in the UFC. There are other girls who are, like, real badass fighters, but they're just not in the UFC. I mean, like, so do I think Ronda's going to make a big historic moment in the UFC once she has that fight? Yeah. But what's that really? I mean, I don't know what that's going to do. I mean, how many other females do they have in the UFC?
Good point, Pat. Best of luck to you next Saturday. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. You're the man when it comes to guests. You're like number one.
Yeah, man. Anytime you're ready.
All right, take good care, Pat Barry. Will be on the Ultimate Fighter Force finale next Saturday night on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anderson Silva turned pro as a boxer in 1998. Got stopped in the second round against a guy named Teixeira, and then he fought Julio Cesar de Jesus and won in 2005 a KO in 2. That's 1-1 is Anderson Silva, the UFC middleweight champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen! Make me some pie.
Okay, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Don't forget Pedro's Song of the Month. It's actually Songs of the Month at TowerOfPower.com. Hit the message board. This is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you've been here a while, well, then you're your family. You know that. 28 plus years now, syndicated radio coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, beginning in Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, of course, the USC is tonight. USC on Fox. Of course, there's boxing tonight. There's boxing all over the place. NBC Sports. I think Fox Sports Network has got a card. Wealth TV is going to go at 4 p.m. So if you're a fight fan, boxing and UFC is going to dominate your entire day. So wives out there, just get the beers ready and the ribs for the guys and let them watch the TV. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. And happy holidays to all. Take it away, Scott Cuddy.